Today is gonna be a good day.
This is Will and Woody versus Women on the Fox.
Will and Woody vs. Women, this is a new show on your Saturday morning.
All right, Wood's got a brand new format for this week because, let's face it, the last format stunk.
I don't think it stunk.
We've had a couple of crisis meetings.
We haven't had a crisis meeting.
Well, we haven't had enough compliments.
Would you call a crisis our boss saying, I don't think that anyone's listening to the show that you're doing on Saturday morning, and quite frankly, you'd be fired if I didn't like the two of you? I mean, I wouldn't call that a crisis person.
There's nothing that's relatable about your show to any one of my listeners.
No one at that time of the morning would possibly want to listen to the absolute crap you've been spinning on Saturday morning. Now, Will, that's just classic feedback.
It's true.
This isn't a knee-jerk reaction to that to completely change the show. Come on, we've got to be honest with our audience.
One thing you'll get with this show, we are brutally honest.
I wish we recorded that phone call that we did.
It would have been good. It was about rock bottom. It was if
out.
I wasn't friends with you two, the show would
after
be
after 2 weeks.
Why have you changed your format? Because let's face it, mate, it stuck. I think the concept was fine. I think we were just cramming a bit much in.
Nah, mate. Stop trying to salvage it. Apologies to anyone who listened over the last 2 weeks. But hey, if you're listening
good news is, we never did a podcast. For all those people on our Facebook page saying, where's the podcast? There's a reason we didn't put it up there, guys. It's stunk.
Crap.
It's gone. It's been burnt. It's nowhere. You can't find that anywhere on the internet. So we're moving on.
Nope.
We got a brand new format which we've directly lifted off No. The show is still called Will and Woody versus Women. Right?
Yep.
So the way this works, what we've done is we've actually substantially lightened the workload from our end. Now, that is because every week we are getting a female guest to come in here and write down 10 pieces of information about themselves. Some of them are true, some of them false.
Mm.
Now, Abby Coleman, you can come in now, Ab. Abby, you've written 10 pieces of information down about yourself. Some of them are true, some of them are false. We don't know which is which.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much potluck. The way this is going to work is Woody and I are going to... You're going to step out of the studio.
Okay.
Woody and I are going to go through 5 of these.
Yep.
And we're going to try and guess whether it's true or false. You're going to... Embarrassingly for us, probably. Yeah. Listen.
Oh, wow.
To
us. My ears are going to go red, and I'm going to know that you guys are talking about me either goodly or badly.
I don't think it's a good thing that we see you. So I'm going to suggest you go next door somewhere. You can listen to us, and then after we've had a chat, we'll go into a song, and then you can reveal after each one whether we were right or wrong in guessing whether it was true or false.
Yeah. Okay, I get really competitive with this, so good luck.
Get out. We're going to get into this on the other side. The first piece of information, or maybe complete falsehood about Abby Coleman.
Will and Woody versus Women.
Abby Coleman is our guest today. She's written 10 things down about herself. Some of them true, some of them false.
Yep.
We're going through each of these to decide whether we think they're true or false.
Mm-hmm.
And then Abby will come in. She's ducked outside the studio for now.
Yep, she can hear everything we're saying, we should say.
She can. She can. Hi, Abby. Abby's going to come in and tell us whether what we've decided, true or false, is in fact correct. Okay, so first one. My partner and I separated in 2014.
Interesting, two years ago.
And I successfully auditioned for The Bachelor, but I had to pull out for work commitments. Wow.
Good one. Really good. Okay, let's run this through. Did we know she was married? Is she married?
Look, I don't know. All I know is that we do know that about a year ago she went to New York with our boss.
Yes, we know that. That's all we know. Come on. That is enough of that train of thought. We will move to another appropriate...
But would have been interesting if she wasn't with him. The only reason I bring that up is, would you let your wife, who's as gorgeous as Abby Coleman, let's face it, she's gorgeous, go to New York with another guy?
for 2 weeks.
Well, no, but
I live in New York with him.
I'm pretty sure.
That's the question.
Bugger. If we're going with this one,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure we texted him straight away and said, yeah. mate, what's going on in New
York? Oh, of course, of course. Like, you wouldn't put cold water on that.
We've seen some photos.
He was her boss as well.
He said, haha, good one, boys.
Yeah.
This is a work trip, and he said that she has a husband. I'm pretty sure.
All right, okay. Okay, so we think this is a lie then.
Do you remember him saying that? I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
I don't remember that, but if you remember her...
Oh, Jez, a lot of pressure.
Having a husband, you can make the call on the false.
I also don't know if I buy the whole... I was on Bachelorette, but I chose not to because of work commitments.
She said audition for The Bachelor, not The Bachelorette. So she's a contestant on The Bachelor.
That's a bit different. But it's good for your profile. The company would want that. You know, she works for our company.
Yeah.
If one of us was The Bachelor, they'd jump at it. I don't buy that. I'm saying it's false. I'm saying she's still married, happily married. Say she's got 2 kids.
You think she's got 2 kids?
Well, I think she's been married for a while.
Okay.
She's got at least one.
All right, Abby Coleman. All right, I'm happy to go with you. I reckon it's false.
False. We're going false.
Okay.
Good.
Are you sure?
Yep. Yep. I couldn't be more confident now.
You're such a flip.
She's definitely married.
Okay. So false.
Boys.
That's the first one, false. Abby Coleman, my partner and I separated in 2014. I successfully auditioned for The Bachelor, but I had to pull out for work commitments. That is false.
We're going to find out the truth when Abby Coleman comes in here up next.
Will and Woody versus women.
Woods, we're getting a female guest in every week.
Yes.
Female guest. And they're writing down 5 pieces of information about themselves.
Yes.
We then go through those bits of information and we decide whether they're true or false.
Mm-hmm.
The kicker in all this is that they're listening to us decide.
Yeah, so we can get a little bit presumptuous and sometimes offensive.
Absolutely. And they hear it.
Mm.
So every time you and I will go through one of these bits of information, we'll decide whether it's true or false. Abby Coleman, who is back in the studio now, has listened to us talk about that and decide whether it was true or false. Okay. She's heard our first answer to the proposition that you separated Abby Coleman from your husband so that you could go on The Bachelor. Woody and I... said it was false.
Yes. First off, have we offended you at all, Abby?
No. I mean, there's a lot in there that I'd just like to clear up for starters. Our boss, I mean, obviously when you hear that, you start going, so how did you get your job, Abby? not true. We were friends before that. And we just happened to go to New York together for a work trip, all right?
Yes.
All right.
We did post a lot of selfies, I have to admit, but it's just because our selfie game was good. And
totally.
I looked hot in the photo, so I posted it, okay?
You totally did.
Okay.
And cheek-to-cheek photos between friends is totally normal.
It is, in fact, false.
Yeah. Very good.
The boys. Yeah. The boys.
One from one.
Well done. Yeah, I struggled just dating my husband. I don't think I could date multiple people.
Okay, great. So,
or compete in multiple people. I'm not that sort of girl.
Wonderful. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad we got that right. And we've cleared up that you were in New York with... our boss, while you were married.
They're friends. It's all fine.
Totally.
It's fine.
Totally.
Oh, got more Abby Coleman with another true or false. That's after this.
Will and Woody versus women.
Woods, we're here with Abby Coleman this morning. She's written 5 things down about herself. We're not sure which ones are true or false.
Yes, this is the stage where she is outside the studio and we are about to guess.
Yep.
Whether what she has told us is true or false.
That's right. So she can still hear us, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Number 2. I had to tell off Prince Frederik of Denmark.
Mm-hmm. Tell off. Okay.
Tell him off.
Yeah.
For smoking in a restaurant.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now jog my memory.
Friedrich. Yeah, of Denmark.
Yeah. So he's the one who's married to the Australian...
Mary. Is it Mary? Princess Mary?
Not sure.
Yes, it is.
Mary.
Yep.
So let's run it through. What scenario could possibly have come up where Abby Coleman was telling him not to smoke in a restaurant?
Okay, here's the thing. Hypothetically, if you're working in a restaurant...
Yep, okay. I'm a waiter. What am I, chef?
I don't know.
Door boy? You've got to give me a
role,
mate.
Does it make a difference?
It does. What am I?
You can be a bartender.
Oh, okay, now bartender.
Pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
I'm mixing cool. cocktails.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm behind the bar, shaking a martini.
Let's say that you know. Okay, you've never worked in hospitality before.
No.
I have.
Okay.
First of all, customer's always right. Second of all, if somebody of note, like a Prince Friedrich, walks into your restaurant, they can literally say to you, I don't like anything on the menu.
do you mind if you can go and catch me a live dolphin and I'll have that on a spit?
As if.
No, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, they can do whatever they like.
Yeah, but I feel like smoking's illegal, mate. Like, and it wasn't the restaurant that told him off. It was Abby Coleman.
The other variable we haven't even considered, and I understand where you're coming from there.
Mm.
He could have dropped his pants in the middle of the restaurant and no one would have been like, Friedrich, pull your pants up, mate. He's a royal. He is a royal.
I don't know what warped world you live in, but Friedrich cannot go into a restaurant and drop his pants and no one says anything. Nor can he smoke a dart when it is illegal in Australia.
Disagree.
To smoke inside.
I disagree.
I will dress up as Friedrich this weekend and go to a restaurant and smoke a dart, and I bet you they kick me out.
Because they'll know it's not. You've got blonde dreadlocks.
I do a very good Friedrich.
All right, quick, what are we deciding? The other variable we haven't taken into account here is that Friedrich, we don't know whether he smokes or not. Do you think a Danish royal smokes darts?
Yes.
He's got kids. He's got three kids.
Is it legal in Denmark to smoke inside? You should know that.
I don't
that.
Know he's got three kids, actually. I don't know how many kids he's got.
He's got kids.
You could probably smoke a lot more in Denmark than you can in Australia. Yeah.
I think it's very much a social norm in Denmark.
Disagree. So I think disagree. He's got children.
This is a hard one for
he's
us.
He's got children.
We're going to need to flip a coin. What do you reckon? What are you lying?
I'm false.
I'm 100% false. Let's go false.
All right.
Done.
False it is. Very good. Jeez. This is quite fun, though.
This is fun.
Keep in mind, Abby Coleman is going to join us up next, and you guys can find out whether she did, in fact, tell Prince Friedrich not to smoke a cigarette. That's up next.
Will and Woody versus women.
Woods, we've got Abby Coleman, who's back in the studio now.
Yes.
Before she came in, she wrote down five pieces of information about herself.
Yes.
We are working our way through them.
The last one she gave us was that she told off Prince Friedrich of Norway.
Denmark.
Yeah. About whether she told him off for smoking.
Yes, that's right. Now, we've debated over that together in the studio. She sat outside and listened. Now she's back with us.
Yeah, and we think false.
Wow, you guys are conflicted about your love for Prince Frederick. I personally, I'm a fan, but I have to agree, Mary is far higher than Prince Frederick.
Thank you. Finally a voice of reason.
Well,
Will was saying that he was...
Obviously, but we love him, though. Right? We love him, don't we, Abby?
We're obsessed with the love story that a prince who would come over to Australia, get drunk in a pub and meet one of our locals, and then she becomes a princess. Yes, it is a beautiful
It's epic,
story.
Isn't
but
it?
No, the individual Frederick is not loved, though. We love the love story, we love Mary, but Frederick is just liked, yeah?
Yeah. He's liked until he's added with Mary, and then all of a sudden he's loved.
You're right on the fence there.
He's a well-loved guy, and I think the point of my argument there was, what did we decide, by the way?
False.
You
false.
Said false.
So he said false. False.
So the point of the argument was, I didn't think that you would have the gall, given how much we love him and given the stature of the bloke, to go up to him and say, sorry, mate, no smoking here. And the other thing was, I think we came to the conclusion that he probably doesn't smoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Abby?
Okay. So I went to drama school
I'm
in
nervous
Sydney.
About this.
Drama school?
After drama school, obviously, I got a degree to be a waitress.
Yeah.
And that's what I became. And as a waitress, I was working at the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia where he sailed. And yes, I told him off for smoking.
Oh, my God.
I knew we should have gone with me. There's the last time I listened to you.
I felt so embarrassed. So the manager actually said, oh, look, he's smoking. And I thought he was meaning to me, go and tell him off. So I took it upon myself to go and tell him off and said, excuse me, sir, you can't smoke in here. You have to put it out or you have to like leave. And then I turned around and the manager was just like,
what are you doing? No. Yeah, so it was like a real faux pas.
Yeah, and then I went and apologised and then it just became weird and he actually asked me to sit down and had a drink with him.
Oh, hang on.
That's the story
continue.
I'm after.
Continue,
going.
Abby. What happened
he
when you...
He was a nice guy. Yeah. There was a couple of his other friends with
Is
him.
Is this pre-Mary?
No, he was going out with Mary. He was married to her. Mary was coming over later. He was just being nice. So we sort of sat down and we had a drink. And then the next week he did come in when he was with Mary and didn't say hi then. But
you're kidding.
No, he was with all his, like, there was so much security around him. So when we positioned him in the hotel, in the restaurant, there was a whole lot of tables around him that were security also eating, but not as much security as Mary had.
So
interesting.
Did you have a moment?
No, we didn't have a moment.
But hang on, during this...
He looked at me like, what is this waitress doing telling me off for smoking? What a peasant.
But surely during the drink, there was a moment where you were like, uh-oh, Princess Abby has a bit of a ring to it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's as romantic if you're like the second princess, you know what I mean?
True. No,
yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
No, 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 you're probably right there, actually.
Yep.
You're no, kind of just like
I did say, do you have any brothers? But that's...
So you did. Okay, fine.
I did.
So it's one all. One all.
One all.
The boys
one
are on one. One. You're on one.
It's one all after two facts. Wowee. Okay, she's got guts, Abby Coleman. And I think we're going to find out a little bit more up next.
Will and Woody versus women.
We have got every week, or this week, Abby Coleman is in with us, Woods.
Mm-hmm.
She has written down five pieces of information about herself.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are deliberating as to whether they are true or false.
Yep, she's out of the studio right now, which means that we need to deliberate over one of her facts or falsehoods.
That's right. And then she's going to come back in and tell us whether we are correct. Now, next one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I've never eaten a sandwich.
I mean, your initial thought is to straight away go, that's ridiculous. You must have eaten a goddamn sandwich. But is that what she wants us to think? Let's keep in mind that she's trying to win this as well.
She could be double bluffing us here.
It seems like such an obvious, of course you've eaten a sandwich.
But of course you've eaten a sandwich.
Yeah, because as a kid, like, how do you miss sandwiches as a kid?
You don't.
Like, what does she do at kids' parties?
You just don't miss a sandwich
as a kid. Yeah. Because they're everywhere. Little mini sandwiches are everywhere.
I think you're more of a chance to have never brushed your teeth than not eating a sandwich.
Yeah, I'd agree. Both ridiculous, but I agree with you.
I think that's
my
plausible.
First meal was a sandwich.
Do you know, but like that's true. Like I feel like I probably had... And what constitutes a sandwich? Like
two bits of bread.
So it has to be the double overlay.
She could have had toast.
And it can be anything in between.
A wrap's not a sandwich. A wrap's not a sandwich. So you're a big wrap family. You know the ones.
Big wrap and salad family.
Big, but no. At primary school,
you're not having a salad.
What's,
and
what's how she old's in her lunchbox?
Wait, how old's Abby Coleman? Let's be careful here. But how old is she? I'm going to say she's over 30.
I'd say around 30 though.
Okay, she's on the good side of 35.
Yeah, definitely. Easily. Yeah,
easily. Yeah. But doesn't look a day over 21.
Absolutely not. Abby?
Let's just think about this. If she's growing up in the 80s.
Yeah. Sandwiches were too big back then.
No, sandwiches were bigger back then.
Bigger.
You didn't have the wrap option. Who's eating a wrap in the 80s?
Yeah, no, good point.
And who's eating
hippies?
Yeah, who's eating a salad in the 80s?
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're eating a bloody sandwich.
And no one was gluten-free back then.
No, no, absolutely not.
Because kids now, there'd be kids that are born today.
Absolutely.
Gluten-free and not having a sandwich.
Yeah. If we're talking to a five-year-old and a five-year-old right now said, I have never had a sandwich, they've probably got, you know, bloody gluten, lactose, save the whales, save the ants, parents.
Yeah,
but
exactly right.
She, on the other hand, whether she, you know, unless her parents were hippies, and even if they were hippies.
No one's saving the whales, all the ants in the 80s.
No.
She's had a sandwich. She's definitely had a sandwich.
It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
It is false.
100%.
It's false. You've definitely had a sandwich, Abby Coleman.
She's at least had a bite of a sandwich.
Yep. No way you can get through life. Impossible.
I'll tell you what, if she has never eaten a sandwich, she's seriously missing out.
We'll give her a sandwich when she comes in. Let's have a toasted sandwich ready.
Stick around with us. Abby Coleman's going to be next, and you guys can find out whether she has ever eaten a sandwich or whether that was all BS.
Mm. Ooh, today is going to be a good day.
This is Will and Woody versus Women on the Fox.
Hey, everyone. Will and Woody versus Women. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday morning. This is a brand new show for your weekend breakfast here on the Fox. Woods, we've got Abby Coleman who is joining us this week. She's the woman that we are versing.
Yeah, she's got five things. They're either facts or falsehoods about her life. Mm. Now, the one that we just deliberated on before the news was if she's ever eaten a sandwich. Now, we have gone with... She said that she has never eaten a sandwich. We have said that's false.
Which I think is very understandable.
Absolutely. Because how could you possibly go through life without having a sandwich?
Mm.
Anyway, very excitingly, my nipples are hard. She joins us right up next. Sorry about that. She joins us right up next to tell us if she has ever eaten a sandwich.
Yep.
Will and Woody versus women.
Abby Coleman is joining us this week, and she's given us five pieces of information about herself.
Yep.
We're deliberating over each one, whether we think that she's right or wrong. She's stepping out of the studio for that.
Mm.
And then she's coming back into the studio, as she's done right now, to tell us whether we are correct or not. Now, keep in mind, if you're just joining us this hour, at the end of the last hour, we were deliberating over whether Abby had ever eaten a sandwich, which she claimed she had not.
Mm.
You know what?
So you've just heard our response. Mm-hmm. 100% false. Mm-hmm. Abby Coleman has definitely eaten a sandwich. We don't think there's any way you could get through to your life at the ripe young age of 22.
21,
and,
yeah, of course.
And
thank you for that.
Not having eaten a sandwich.
You know what?
What?
I know this is strange.
What?
But it's true.
Get lost.
What? I have never eaten a sandwich.
Abby, how?
I just can't stand that it's enclosed. There's all that stuff in between getting all the bread soggy. I remember the first day my mum packed one when I decided I was going to do it in about year three. And by the time I got to it, there was cucumber on it and I didn't eat it. And I've never eaten a sandwich. Except I am going to give you, I've had a toasted cheese sandwich. Does that count?
Oh, wow. That's a really grey area.
Because I don't mind if it's toasted.
How
but
often
that to
do
me
you have,
is not a,
how often do you have toasted cheese sandwiches?
Look, it's not a regular thing, but I have had one. But for sandwiches, no. Never had a bite of a sandwich.
Of
I
a
can't
fresh
understand.
Sandwich. No, I'm happy to make that. I'm happy to let that play.
I still cannot believe, though, that for year three was the first time you were offered a sandwich or a sandwich was taken to school with you. What happened in year one because and prep and kinder?
Because I was one of those special children that just didn't like any food touching. Do you know what I mean? And now my karma's happened to me and now my oldest doesn't like it. And I'm like, don't be ridiculous.
What do you mean food touching?
Like food touching. Like you got your bread that can eat separate. You can eat the ham separate. And then you can eat the carrot separate. Weird. But God, you can't put it all together.
So would you be given a sandwich and then deconstruct it? And
this
then
is, this is so bizarre.
Ruined. I know this is strange.
What about a salad? When you eat a salad.
Yeah, salad's fine.
But there's
don't
food
start
touching
putting,
in there.
Like, yeah, but don't start putting like a soggy bread on it. No, I just never eat a sandwich.
So it's the texture of the bread. You never eat. What about when you go to like a, I don't know, as like Woody said earlier, sandwiches are everywhere.
Yeah.
Sandwiches are everywhere.
But you know what? So are little sausage rolls when you go to those events. And I just eat those nonstop. I make eye contact with the waiter when they're coming around and I'll just eat that plate.
What about, what did you take to school with you through your whole schooling life? Mm. What was in your lunchbox?
It was just me being quite strange, but lucky I was best friends with a Japanese exchange student. So when my mum packed rice and meat, it was just normal because so did she.
Oh, right.
So did you ever get like teased about it? Were you like, Abby, no sandwiches Coleman or anything like that while you're at school? Soggy bread Coleman? Was that
No, and now it's easier because not as many people eat sandwiches because, like you said, everyone's like gluten-free, taste-free, I'm not going to eat today free. You know what I mean? So it's easier to get away with it.
No, it's true. You'd be happy with that transition that's happened.
But that was the logic in the argument that we were saying. Is it like today, very understandable, but I can't believe. But there you go.
I hear what you're saying. I was before my time.
You were before your time.
Yeah.
And you ate.
Well, hats off to you, Coleman. You're 2-1 up.
I can't believe
that's
that.
Amazing. That's amazing. Gee, we need
I'm
to come back.
I'm feeling so strange now.
You bloody should. You've never had a sandwich.
You've never had a sandwich and you were eating bento boxes at the age of 6. I mean, the whole thing is just unfathomable. Congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
Wow, we are learning. I'm learning a lot. This is better than I thought it would be. Abby Coleman, more with her on Will and Woody versus Women. That's going to be up next. Got another fact.
Will and Woody versus Women.
Got a weekend guest this morning. In Abby Coleman.
Yes, and she's brought in 5 facts or falsehoods about her life. And the game basically is we go through the fact or falsehood. We decide whether we think it is true or false.
Yep.
And then if we are right, we get a point. If we're wrong, she gets a point. Anyway, she's out of the studio right now.
Yep.
There's a new fact to go through.
That's right. We've got a brand new piece of information in front of us. I'm going to read it now. We have to decide whether it's true or false. All right. Holy hell.
Stop doing that. You got to tell me.
Holy hell.
Stop doing that. Tell
me. Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
This is going to blow your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, of course I want to know.
I don't know if we can do this one.
What do you mean?
It's right on the line.
Well, she's written it's not our fault.
It's true.
Boss, if you're listening, this is not us.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
To pay my way through uni in Sydney.
Whoa.
Wow. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Don't get too dirty.
I'm not.
Because she's going to get dirty for you. I went to Canberra and voiced porn videos.
Really interesting.
If we say true on this, I almost feel like we need to say false just for self-preservation.
No,
otherwise, she'll think...
She wants you to do that. You've got to play the game here, McMahon. Get your head in the game. We're winning
I'm
this.
So scared.
Now, here's the things.
I'm so scared.
Here's the things for true. She's got a radio voice. She's obviously she would voice a pornographic film like a goddamn champ, and we both know it. That's on
I'm not subscribing.
Here's a logistical question about pornographic material. What do you mean voiced? Like, I didn't know pornographic movies were voiced.
Yeah.
There's a hole there. I mean,
I think
you might have been a narrator. And now Barry is it's false. It's false.
Cynthia always liked Michael.
it's false. You're right. It's ridiculous.
That is crazy.
And there's no way you can't go from like voicing pornographic material to someone going, you know, at the company going, oh wow, that's a voice that I want on Brisbane Breakfast Radio.
Stranger things have happened. I'm saying it's true.
Oh, what? You just talked me out of it.
No, it's feasible. Because someone had to voice it.
Was Canberra even a hotspot for pornographic movies?
Yes, I think it actually is. It's a hotspot for porn and fireworks.
It's got politics, fireworks, and porn.
Yeah, because it's the ACT. It's its own territory. It's got these weird rules. Because you can buy fireworks there. Yeah, it's fireworks, politics, and porn. Everyone knows Canberra's the FPP.
We should go to Canberra.
I'm sorry to...
You've really played around.
I know, but I think...
I want it to be true as well, though. I love the story, so I'm going to go true as well.
But you do realise...
It's fine. It's not offensive. If someone said to me, if I walked someone in the street and they go like, wow, Woody, you've got such a good voice for porn, I'd be like, thank you so much. That's really nice of you.
I do.
I've never done it, but thank you for recognising my silky pipes.
Do you think...
I don't think it's...
Do you think that when we get Abby Coleman in here...
Yeah.
We can get her to give us an example.
No. Come on, mate. Keep this goddamn...
It'd be pretty funny.
No. Okay, maybe a little one. We don't...
Either way, people can find out whether Abby Coleman paid her way through uni in Sydney through going to Canberra and voicing pornographic videos.
These have been great truths or falsehoods that she's coming up with. I cannot wait for her to join us.
I know. All right.
Will and Woody versus women.
Now, Abby Coleman's our guest this week. You would have seen her on Channel 10's Have you been paying attention?
Yes.
Abby's written down 5 pieces of information about herself.
Yep.
You and I are deciding whether they are true or false.
Yes. If you're just joining us, the last piece of information she gave us was that during her uni years, she used to, now I'm trying to say this as PC as possible, she used to voice adult films.
Yes. Yeah. Now, to pay her way through uni. We said true. Which, given that she's listened to the whole thing, means that it could also be quite damning for us.
Mm.
But she's in here right now.
Yeah.
High anticipation on this one.
So obviously when I sent these through, I'd had a glass of wine.
Well done.
Yeah, okay. So decision wasn't great. But Will, I think you know way too much about Canberra.
I know a little bit about Canberra.
Also about porn.
And in fact,
yeah.
It's true.
She did!
Get
she
lost.
Did, I knew it.
Get
yeah,
lost.
It
get
is lost. True. My oh friends my and I were God. Living in Sydney and it was so expensive. And we used to get paid like $250 for an hour of recording. And it just, you're in a video booth, like in a recording
Shut
booth. And
up.
You'd watch yeah. the video. And the reason yes. for it is because they were overseas porn. And adult films.
Yes.
And so we had to make it in English. So you'd be like, hey, you've come over tonight.
Oh.
And then you'd have to voice it. And then also you wouldn't see their faces. So you'd have to do sound effects. So even the guy, like he was so used to it. He came into the room and he told my friend and I off because we're having a little bit of like too much fun going over the top with it.
So he was saying, take it seriously.
Yeah, he's like, take it seriously. We're like, we are taking it seriously.
So
he's like, no, come
dubbing,
on, too much.
You're dubbing like
yeah.
European or
yes.
Asian or whatever yeah. it is, language into English.
English.
So now let's just wind it back a sec here.
Okay.
So you did the dialogue for the narrative.
Which nobody's interested in, and I'm pretty sure everyone fast forward, but that was my best acting moment.
But hang on, so you're doing the dialogue for the narrative, so you're going yes. around being like, so can you just give me an example of that?
Okay, so the one that I did, oh God.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Hi, what are you doing here? I didn't know that you were coming over tonight.
My Lord.
And then you'd keep going on, so, oh my God,
Abby, can I ask? I mean, there's obviously so many questions.
yeah.
But I am trying to keep this family friendly because okay, we're at the, family you know.
Well, to be completely honest, I had to tell my mum. I told my mum like a couple of years ago.
Oh, my God,
the
yes.
The only people that are watching these are like people that still get VHS. So it's like maybe I need to tell my parents.
Well, you were worried that your dad was going to buy a rogue 90s adult film and go, gee, that voice is familiar.
You never be so sure.
And Abby, have you, I mean, this is... Mm. This probably hasn't happened, but have you ever had this situation where someone's walked up to you and gone,
no.
Wow, your voice is familiar?
No.
I swear I've heard you somewhere, no?
Hey, Woody, it wasn't like I said, hey, do you mind if I give you my name and make sure I'm on the credits?
No. Sure, yeah.
Situation like that. Sure.
Oh, Abby, that is so excellent. God. Oh, my God, what an amazing fact. We did get that one, though, which means we level the ledger at
two all.
Oh,
Will and Woody, boys.
Versus women. This Abby Collins joining us, and we are trying to guess whether she is lying to us or not in the facts she's given us. I've got more of that up next.
Will and Woody versus women.
If you're just joining us, we've had Abby Coleman with us over the course of the last nearly 2 hours now, yep. Woods. Abby came in with 5 bits of information about herself. We had to decide whether on each piece of information she was lying or telling the truth.
Yes, this is the part of the show where we are going through another one of those pieces of information. Yep.
They've spanned all sorts as well, you know, that she hadn't eaten a sandwich, that to voicing pornographic material.
Adult
films.
Anyway, I can't wait to hear what the next one is. What's
absolutely.
The next,
When I was a grid girl.
What? But that's not even the lie or the truth, is it? She's just going with
she
the
said, when I was a grid girl. So she was a grid girl.
Okay, all right.
Abby Coleman.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's so talented.
I mean, well, we don't know.
Oh, yeah, no good point.
let's not jump in the bank.
Okay, all right.
Anyway.
All right. When I was a grid girl.
When I was a grid girl, I got into one of the race car's passenger seats, and that driver got $5,000 for it.
I don't even know how that could possibly happen. Why would a driver get $5,000 if Abby Coleman got in the passenger seat?
No, he got fined $5,000.
Oh.
Yeah, for Abby Coleman getting in the passenger seat of his car. So I'm actually going to call into question here the grid girl thing.
Mm.
Do you think Abby Coleman was a grid girl?
Could have been. We're talking. We now know she went to uni in Sydney, based on another fact that she told us.
Yep.
Sydney.
What? Go on. What have you got for me? Where's the raceway in Sydney?
Very motor car-y. Very motor car-y. But again, I think.
No, it's not.
Sounds like she was just making ends meet during uni, which is something that I think would happen while you are at uni, which would then lead to a radio career.
So when she was at uni, she voiced pornos. What? She was a weather girl and she was a grid girl.
I believe she was a grid girl. I truly believe she was a grid girl.
She suits the bill for a grid girl.
And once again, you're going to have to explain that because you've already said earlier this hour that...
Look, we all know stereotypically grid girls are really good-looking women, right? Abby Coleman is a good-looking woman. She's very attractive, okay? I'm not ashamed to say it. She is. Okay. Stop throwing me under the bus there. You have to...
You keep making these generalizations that... No.
That
you're
is...
right. She'd be good at porn.
I didn't say that. I said she'd be a good weather girl.
That is fair. I apologize. Now...
throwing me under the bus. We're meant to be on a team.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's move on to, do you think it'd be a $5,000 fine if a grid girl got in the car? Let's focus on the other part of this.
Yes. I think
$5,000
I actually
fine.
Think that side of the facts is the part that I immediately was like, yep, that makes sense. They'd have a chat. Can you imagine being a race car driver?
Yep. Pretty good.
Yep. But more importantly, surrounded by grid girls. And let's go back to the stereotype of grid girls we made before. Yep. They're chosen for being aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, well said.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what they're chosen for.
Yes.
So imagine the amount of times that the race car drivers would hit on the grid girls. It'd be like, it would just happen a lot, right? Yep. This would not have been the first time. They would have had a flat fee. Straight up, if you let one of the grid girls into your car at any point, $5,000. It just sounds right, you know? It's kind of like if you, I don't know, tunnel someone in the AFL. Don't do that. 2-game suspension and you get a $5,000 fine. It sounds like a run-of-the-mill thing.
Would Abby Coleman get in a driver's seat?
No, I think she would.
It's a young and it's a reckless Abby Coleman. You know, I tend to agree with you.
She's voicing pornos and she's getting in the passenger seat of drivers.
And years later, she's wetting her pants during the weather. Let's go true again.
Absolutely.
We're true. Lock it in. True.
Great news for all you guys is that Abby Coleman is going to be in right after this song for the final piece of information. Whether this is true or not, you can find out up next.
Will and Woody versus women.
Towards the final. Final little bit we're doing for this morning's show. We've had Abby Coleman join us across the morning for the last 2 hours. She gave us five pieces of info about herself at the start of the show. We deliberated on each of them individually as to whether they were true or false. And then immediately after each of them, after listening to us talk about her, Abby Coleman has walked in here with burning ears and told us whether we were right or wrong.
Yes. Now, this is happening for the last time right now. The most recent fact or bit of information we were deliberating on is whether she jumped into a driver's car passenger seat.
Yes.
And that driver was fined $5,000.
Yes, and that was while she was a grid girl. Abby, now.
Wow. Didn't I live an eventful life?
You really did. Abby, so we've said true to the fact. Well, I suppose there's two assumptions here. Mm-hmm. One, that you're a grid girl. Mm-hmm. Two, that you got in the driver's seat of one of the drivers whilst you were a grid girl and that driver was fined $5,000. We've said all of that's true.
You're correct.
Yes. Oh!
Tell us the story.
I was a grid girl. I was the worst grid girl. Because I love my V8s and I was doing it when the V8s were associated with the Nations Cup, which is when you have all different sort of cars like Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches. And I used to work for a Porsche racing team.
Wow.
Helping out with their marketing, but also their grid girl. So I was the worst dressed marketing officer you could possibly imagine because I did have to go on and hold the flag.
What does being a grid girl involve? You just go out, hold the flag.
Yeah, right. Walking around, smiling, in minimal clothing. So I wasn't that good at it because I was actually interested in the cars. And the Porsche racing team that I was working for, one of the guys had come off earlier and I was, I'd taken my high heels off, which is like totally against the grid girl code.
Yeah, of course.
And he had slowed down and I was like, oh, my feet are so sore. Can I get a lift back?
Yeah.
So he said, yeah, no worries. So I got a lift back and then he got fined because obviously you don't have all the safety equipment on. So he got $5,000 for it.
Wow.
Can I ask
about... I was a grid girl. I didn't offer to pay as well because I had hardly any money.
Yeah.
Was there any dalliance between yourself and the driver who drove you down the straight?
No, absolutely nothing. No. So he copped a $5,000 fine and I don't even know if I spoke to him after that.
Goodness.
Sorry about that.
Oh, what? You didn't talk to him?
Poor bloke.
Are you kidding?
I tried to say sorry, but then at the next meet, because he used to tour, he wasn't there. But I did used to speak to Grant Denyer, because he was always doing the reporting. So we actually used to just walk around and end up talking about the cars. Yeah.
Abby Coleman, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. You lost.
I lost. I feel a little bit violated that I know so much, well, so little about you guys, and you know so much about me now.
We really do, don't we?
The power feels good.
So does all of Melbourne. Is there anything else that you need to get off your chest while you're here? Any final words? Because, I mean, you've really labelled yourself as...
As keep going. No, you finish that one.
Oh, no, I might leave that, actually.
How do you think you've been labelled, Abby?
Do you know, I feel like I've lived a very colourful life and I feel like now I live a very boring but happy, married, sane life. I have to say that. So there you go.
Okay, excellent. But so not keen to get back into the adult industry.
I wasn't. You have to explain that.
Sorry, no context allowed. Catch you later, Abby Coleman. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Bye. If you want to get the podcast from this weekend's show, it is going to be on our Facebook page. We'll put a link up there, the catch-up. The Facebook page, obviously, is just Will and Woody. Go and check that out there. We'll see you guys next week or next weekend at 7 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yeah. Will and Woody versus women.